Kasama natin muli dito sa SBS Filipino ang may akda at manunulat ng tatlong libro na Moments of Love, Lost in Ecstasy, My Innermost Thoughts, My Passion and My Calling, at ngayon ay nasa kanyang ika-apat na libro, ang Reflective Contemplations. Walang iba ako, di si Lorna Ramirez. Magandang umaga, Lorna.
Magandang umaga sa Claudette at saka sa mga nakikinig dito sa SBS.
Ayan, welcome back sa SBS Filipino.
Of course.
Kumusta ang iyong bakasyon? Balita ko, naging fruitful ang vacation mo sa Pilipinas?
Okay naman, fruitful naman na lakad ko yung dapat ilakad. But unfortunately, nagkasakit ako.
Ah, okay, what happened?
Oh yeah, because probably I'm run down. Pagka, hindi ba pagka, if you stop, that's the only time that you feel that you're really run down. Mm-hmm. But it's okay na ngayon, naka-recover na ako.
That's good.
Yeah, I got so many activities. That's the reason why 2017 is a very fruitful year for me. Kasi nag-rush akong maisulat yung dalawang librong yan. I passed the my grade 5 examination of piano. And then at the same time, busy ako sa pag-attend ng ng 9 organization. Which I'm very proud of, mostly Filipino.
Okay.
And at the same time, last December 2017, na-awardan ako ng third prize lang sa Society of Women Writers in Victoria. Pero yan, inilagay ko dyan sa ika-apat kong libro. Kaya nandyan yung aking article, the article that I won third prize.
Very busy schedule.
Yeah, very busy schedule.
At your age, Lorna, you're 73 years old. You're always on the go. Maraming activities na patularan.
Sinabi ko nga sa isang quote ko sa Facebook, "You are not too old to chase your dreams and passion. Keep on going."
Speaking of your fourth book, Reflective Contemplations.
Yan ay ang mga inspiration ko na nakikita sa paligid. And at the same time, nandyan, sinulat ko sa huling on the 24th article, sinulat ko ang divine intervention. Mm-hmm. That is really an experience, traumatizing experience. But at the end, I had a lesson. Those articles were written for Philippine Times.
Okay.
But the 24th article I'd written was my experience during an intervention, a divine intervention. Okay. Yun lang. Pero nakakapagsulat ako dyan kasi every time I see an inspiration around me, nagsusulat ako at night, and the people who inspire me, example, my friends and my families, they are my inspiration, they are my loved ones.
Naalala ko, Lorna, nung first time kitang na-interview dito sa SBS Filipino, na ikwento mo na because of a near-death experience,
exactly,
doon nagbukas yung kumbaga gift mo in writing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can you tell us again a bit about this?
Oh, that was 2010. Nagkaroon ako near that experience. I had a aneurysm sa stomach. And then, nawalan ba ako ng pulso? And at the same time, a lot of blood coming into me. And suddenly, I woke up. Nung nawalan ako ng malay, I've seen, I think heaven, because I've seen rows and rows of beautiful roses, white, not white ang kapaligiran ko. And then at the same time, I float as if time stood still. And at the end, totoo ito na, you can see a tunnel, a very bright light that I could not explain nor fathom. I just want to go into, but my mind said, no, you don't have to go into. When I was just about to go into the tunnel, I woke up. Siguro kung pumunta ako doon, wala na ako. And then the nurse keep on walking me and said to me at the end, "Did you know that your pulse, we could not get your pulse? And we are so happy that you're back." And then after that, after a few months, I started writing. I don't know, because my children, they were laughing because I don't like writing. I don't even want to send Christmas card. Ayoko talaga. And then at the same time, when I started writing in Facebook, I don't know what hits me. Something like inspiration na pupunta sa isip ko, and I keep on writing inspirational messages. I keep on writing. At the end, so many people messaging me and asking for advice. And at the same time, I said, thank God, siguro, nabuhay ako in order to serve a purpose, to help the people, in order to write motivational, inspirational messages, especially for those who need the most.
And which is why you're doing this, and you're serving
exactly,
your purpose.
Yes, exactly.
And you've received a lot of feedbacks.
Yes, exactly. Minsan, may isang feedback sa akin, a friend is dying.
Mm.
And then when they bought the book, give it to a friend, and sinabi ng friend sa kanya, you see, because of this book, it's the reason why I want to live, because this book gives me inspiration to live, and I believe in God. Kasi kuminsan, hindi sila naniniwala sa divine, mm-hmm. divine love.
Mm-hmm.
And through reading my book, because it's full of love,
mm-hmm.
they could relate to them already that sometimes prayers do wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't realize it.
Mm-hmm. Can you say, Lorna, that what you have right now, the gift that you have right now, is a wisdom that comes from above?
Yes, exactly. Because mm-hmm. as I said, I don't want to write.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I get all this wisdom in mm-hmm. my head that mm-hmm. I want to put it into writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where it come from. It came from, I mean. And I think because of this, I was able to help those who wants to be helped.
Mm-hmm. And for this book, nais mong i-promote naman ang... Siyempre, love, acceptance, and tolerance.
And tolerance.
Regardless of race, gender, and
exactly.
beliefs. How do you do that, Lorna, here in Australia, especially very diverse yung beliefs ng mga tao? Is it hard to share God or anything about love to other people?
I don't think so, because there are those people, you know, I mean, non-Australians, so Australians or Filipino, when I start to talk to them, I don't know, at the end, they still seem to convince.
Mm-hmm.
They're convinced that there is such a thing. I don't know whether it is my gift or it's a gift from God, but I think I could resonate, diba, my message through them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for all of this, because at least I could promote what love of God is.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your book.
Exciting ako. Kasi the first part of the book, which is contemplation,
mm-hmm.
are all my written articles
mm-hmm.
na sinulat ko sa Philippine Times. There are 24 articles which are very inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And after each article, I have a photos. And each article I got after the article, I have a inspirational message at the end, and a poem relating to what the article is all about. And the second section of the book, which is reflections, they're all my original unpublished written poems and inspirational messages. For those who get my first book, My Innermost Thoughts, this is twice as much better than my first book. Of course, once you are writing, you improve through the years. And I think, you know, I mean, that the fourth book is my pride and my joy and my advocacy. Because of this, I'm donating all the proceeds from the book to National Breast Cancer Foundation. Mm. Probably you will ask why. Because most of my friends had breast cancer.
Mm.
Two of my aunties died from both sides, my breast cancer. And a best friend of mine had gone through breast cancer. And do you know that the National Breast Cancer Foundation, they told me that they are not receiving funds from the government.
Mm.
They are relying only from sponsors like me and people who support it. That's the reason why I'm supporting it.
Mm-mm. So you are supporting National Breast Cancer Foundation. So yung proceeds o yung mga kinita ng libro ay napupunta sa kanila.
Pupunta sa kanila.
Buong-buo.
Yeah, buong-buo. Kasi that's, napublish ko lang yan this week eh.
Mm.
Nakuha ko lang yung 100 books eh. Those 100 books sold will be given to all, to the Breast Cancer Foundation. That is, I believe that I have to give back to the community, fortune and the opportunity that I have when I am here in Australia. It's time to give back, diba?
Mm.
And I believe that's the reason why I think God wants me to live. At saka, i-discuss ko my third chance of God giving me life through divine intervention.
Oh, tell me about the divine intervention.
Oh, the divine intervention is all about my third chance to live. It was New Year's Eve, and my telephone was not working for 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. I can't call, but mm-hmm. they cannot call me. Mm-hmm. At that time, during the New Year's Eve, we are planning to go out and go to my daughter's in Dakhlan. But we'll be coming back at night to greet the New Year.
So, uwi kayo sa bahay?
Uwi kami sa bahay. Ngayon, all of a sudden, the phone rings, the defective phone rings, and I said to my husband, oh, honey, I was so happy the phone is ringing. I took up the phone and said, hello, it's coming from a friend. He said, oh, no, you don't have to come back. You have to, you know, to come to my place because we will be greeting yung New Year's Eve namin sa kanilang bahay. Mm-hmm. And I said, I called my friend, and I told my friend, can you hang up and ring me again and see if the phone is working? Tagal kong nag-aantay, hindi nagre-ring. Mm. So, because I can ring on the phone, on the landline, I ring her and said, what's the matter? I was waiting for you. She said, no, your phone said that it's not disconnected. I said, oh, it's one of those moments, probably, the system. Di umalis na kami, Claudette, ano? Mm-hmm. Hindi namin naisip yun na okay lang pala, ganun-ganun. And then, at 10:30, instead of going back home, pumunta kami sa aming kaibigan. Oh, ang saya-saya namin, New Year's, eh.
Oh.
Lots of food and, you know, bonding with friends. Naku. Nung umuwi kami sa bahay around 2:30 in the morning, the house was fully ransacked, like a war zone.
Uy.
At the same time, yung malaking machete, you know, alam mo machete,
yeah.
Bolo machete,
oh,
it's
yes,
a big
yes.
one. Now, I did not know that my husband was keeping in the laundry. Nakuha ng mga magnanakaw. At the same, dun sila pumunta, dun sa back ng laundry namin.
Dun sila dumaan.
Dun sila dumaan.
Oh.
And then, when I rang up the police, they say, lucky that you're not there, because just in case they found you there, you would have been killed at the same time you or hurt. Hindi kami pinapunta. And then sabi ko, eh, bakit ganun, eh, hindi naman nag-work yung aming phone na receive ko. Sabi ng mga provider, mga telephone provider, no, it's a glitch of the system. I don't think so. Don't you think, Claudette? I think it's a miracle. I think God wants me to be alive again and to continue writing. Ngayon na i-publish ko na nga yan, eh, because I haven't yet published that one because it's still on writing that time that this happened. And every time napapaiyak na ako, and every time that I remember that, I had a goosebump because this is again my third chance of being alive. Had we returned back home, probably namatay na ako. Namatay na kami. But probably God said, no, you still have a mission, so I will continue writing and be supportive to anyone. I will continue writing the message of love, acceptance, and tolerance. I will continue writing to promote the love for God. And I think miracles do exist. And this is one good example of a miracle in the 21st century. Broken or not malfunctioning phone helped me at that one stage. In 4 months, we did not receive any call. Bakit pinili pa niya at one stage? I received the call that I don't have to come back to our house. I think it's from the above. Kaya nga, hindi na ako stranger sa divine intervention. This is my third time. My first time of life is when I was born. Second chance of life is when I had an operation. Muntik na akong namatay. And this third chance of life, kamuntik na akong mamatay din through the hands of the robbers.
Talagang nag-i-inspire sa iyo makasulat.
Exactly. Because as I seen, at saka isa pa, Claudette, my eyes is a wake-up call for me.
Mm-mm.
Kasi before, ako talaga, because I am, I'm obsessed with jewelries, branded mga ano,
stop.
You don't need that. Now my eyes open that you don't need so much jewelry. Ngayon, hindi na ako bibili ng mga genuine jewelry. Mga ano na lang, mga ano tawag doon?
Fancy one.
Fancy na lang, okay. Because you know the need one. It's a sin also to hoard so many jewelry. Even though I'm here, I have seen hoarding those so much jewelries and branded bags and beautiful things, you know. Parang pinakita siya sa akin ng Diyos na, no, it's worldly things. You don't have to have one through this. Mm-hmm. Pinakita sa akin. Kaya ngayon, hindi na ako nag-ano. I'm simple only. I'm living for love. Mm-hmm. And the advocacy of loving God, of loving your fellow man, and not greed and jealousy in your heart, inside your heart, but instead give it to others.
Isang inspirasyon sa lahat.
Exactly.
Isang reminder sa lahat.
Exactly.
Especially ngayong Holy Week. No,
oh yeah, in the Holy Week that you have to, you know, to contemplate that you love your fellow man. Mm-hmm. We live only a short time, and being greedy, being angry, and being jealous, and you know, not good.
Being worldly
in many things. Those are one of the sins of us in the modern times.
Mas mahalaga ang pag-ibig.
Pag-ibig, love makes the world go round, they say.
After those experiences that you've been through, especially yung recent one,
uh-huh.
apart from realizing na, you know, you don't need so much things in this world, are there other changes na nakita mo sa sarili mo?
Yes. I always remain calm, and I always think twice before saying anything, because sometimes I'm so impulsive, and I say I don't want to hurt the people I love, because even though I am this, you know, I mean, sometimes I'm too aggressive, and those things, you know, change me, because life is too short, you know, and I think, you know, nakita ko sa pananaw ko sa buhay na live one day at a time, yan lang, and enjoy every moment with your loved ones, because you don't know that tomorrow we're not here. So those who, of you guys out there, just say once a day, I love you to your loved ones.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You never know that you will be here tomorrow.
Mm. At ang appreciation din sa mga
appreciation,
tao.
Even the small things you appreciate. You don't appreciate the big things, you know. I mean, even the small things you appreciate, because you are still breathing.
Mm.
You still have the life to go on.
Going back to the book, Lorna, so Reflective Contemplations is already out.
Yes. Yep. I just collected it yesterday, I think.
Mm. Yeah. So saan nila pwedeng mabili yung libro mo?
Oh, my graphic designer, I said to put it in Amazon, Google, ebook, or in digital. And at the same time, if you could message me, I will send it to you. mtvibat@gmail.com. It's only $15, and it will go all to my charity.
Hmm. Ano mga charities ang tinutulungan mo?
Oh, my charities tinutulungan ko ay Beyond Blue and this one and also I'm also giving some relief to or charity to the Philippines as well.
Lots of charities to help, and you're planning another book, pero iba na,
documentary
na ito. Tell us about your plans.
Oh, by August, I'm starting my research for the migrants in Australia. I know there are lots of the, books for writing there, but this one is really intense research, because I'll start from the very, very first migrant of Australia. And this will take another 3-4 years before I finish it, because I want it to be perfect. And I want it to be a really good one, and a must read for all migrants of Australia, Filipino migrants, I mean.
Mm.
And then the second book that I will start to write as well in August is about the continuation, a sequel from my third novel, Moments of Love, Lust, and Ecstasy, because alam ko, Claudette, ang daming nagtatanong sa akin, kailan mo susundan? Sabi ko, hindi basta-basta magsulat ng novel. It takes 3 years to 4 years magsulat ng novel. But I think the sequel will be much exciting than the first one.
Isa yun sa mga abangan namin.
Aabangan ninyo.
Okay.
Eh, matagal. Baka year 2020-21. Mm. So hindi pa muna. At this now I'm concentrating now on my piano.
So you're already grade 5.
Grade 5, ngayon grade 6 akong nag-aano. Hopefully by January, February, mag-exam ko going to grade 7.
So what do you usually play? Classical music?
Classical and contemporary.
Napapanahon ang iyong pagbisita at ang iyong pagbahagi ng iyong libro tungkol sa buhay. Very encouraging ang iyong libro at syempre yung experience din ng mga karanasan mo sa buhay.
Uh-uh.
Anong mensahe mo ngayong Easter para sa ating mga tagapakinig?
Sa tagapakinig ko, just meditate and think about the suffering of Christ. What can you do to help? Is that, you know, I mean, think that we should, as person, be as humble as God, because God, being God Himself, He died from the cross for us. Now we can do that by being humble and sharing and loving one another. Help those that needed the most, and most especially treasured your loved ones, friends. And then I always say in my book, don't forget your root.
Thank you, Miss Lorna Ramirez of the book Reflective Contemplations.
Thank you, Dean Claudette.